Well, welcome to session number 10, the final one of Cash Generating Habits That Stick, how to create two new habits and a new comfort zone, which generates cash in 90 days. And we are literally on the last session. And so we're going to be talking today about omnipresence. Now, last session, we talked about hateration. Okay, that's the technical term for what haters do all day. They be haterating, right? Now, if you've got some haters, you are on the right track. You're doing well. So the next step is to make the haters really mad, okay? Man, who is this Elliot dude? Man, he's everywhere. I'm sick of his Facebook posts. I'm sick of his YouTube videos. Everywhere I go, he's there. He's right there. It's like he's stalking me. I just can't get away from him. I hate Elliot. Ah, hate him, hate him, hate him. Okay? If there are people who can't stand the fact that you are everywhere, there are people who love the fact that you are everywhere and that you are easily accessible. So they say to be successful, you need to be in the right place at the right time. Well, to me, that's too much of a risk to me. To hope I'm in the right place at the right time, So the only way I know to mitigate that risk is to be everywhere all the time. All right. Because my visibility is just as important as my ability. Okay. In order for you to even be participating in this program, I had to get your attention and keep your attention, and here you are. And you need to show up wherever your prospects are. And you can't win if you don't play. So you've got to give yourself a chance, and you need to be omnipresent. Okay. Obviously, you can't be God and be literally omnipresent, but you know what I mean. In the sense of business, people need to be able to find you and find you in convenient ways. Now, the word omnipresent is just about being everywhere at all times. Can you imagine what it would be like if your offers were everywhere all the time? How rich would you be? I mean, although it may seem impossible, omnipresence should be the goal for your products and services. They say that the things which are rare are worth the most because there aren't many of them. And, while there is no denying that that is true, I said that in the earlier module, it might have been two modules ago. It's true. The Mona Lisa is worth so much because there's only one. But what makes the Mona Lisa so valuable is the fact that it's so well known. The things that are assigned the most value on this planet are known about everywhere. Whether there is a plentiful supply of it or only one available. What makes things valuable is the knowledge of their existence and the perceived value that we attribute to them. And you'll find it very difficult to amass true success without making your brand, your products and services universal. And the things that we depend on most are omnipresent, like the air we breathe, the water we drink, the most famous electronic devices known by anyone on planet Earth are things that we depend on now, and we've become used to actually needing them in most cases on a daily basis. There was a time when mobile phones used to only be carried by successful people. If you had that huge brick with those big ugly buttons that no one would be seen dead with today, with the big 6-inch antenna, you were somebody important, with a double-breasted suit on, Now, nowadays, kids in school have phones, right? I mean, and they can't even spell properly anymore because they've got this thing, right? Now it's not about whether or not you have a phone, it's about which phone do you have, And like mobile phones, you need to make yourself available everywhere. You want people to see you so you're always on their radar, and you want people to see you so often that they think of you constantly and instantaneously identify your face, name, or brand with the offering you represent, and even similar offerings made by other companies in the same market as you, right? Now, how many people other than your friends and family know who you are and what you offer? Now, of course, the answer to that question doesn't determine your intrinsic value as a human being. However, the answer to that question can determine the success of your business. Okay? Who has heard of you? All right? Because if I don't know you, I can't buy from you. Does that make sense? So, you know, your number one problem is ADD. Your number one problem is attention deficit disorder. Not enough people know about you. You're the best kept secret that nobody knows about. And that's a nice thing for a secret place that you like to hide out if you're Pablo Escobar or somebody, right? But if you're in business, ADD is not what you want. Okay, my goal is to have 7 billion people to know the epic life. And when they think about having the dream life, they think of me. Okay, not because I'm on an ego trip. I don't actually really care that much for fame, to be honest with you. But I want my business to be famous. And although it's unrealistic and completely unattainable to reach 7 billion people, I mean, I'm never going to reach the tribes in, you know, the deep, you know, Amazon rainforest. I mean, this is not going to happen. But that being said, 7 billion people is the right target if my goal is for my business to be everywhere. And even though I'll likely never reach this goal, I will achieve a greater level of success in the attempt, and my financial compensation will correlate with it. You know, maybe millions will end up buying my products instead of just a few thousand, all right? And with goals that ridiculous, I'm guaranteed to create success for my ideas and get support for whatever I'm trying to accomplish. And this goes back to an earlier session when I talked about having the goal of 100,000 a year versus 100 million a year. The 100 million a year mindset, you know, that I need 7 billion people to get to recognize the epic life, .co.uk, that kind of mindset will then allow me to make all my decisions with the goal of moving the epic life in the direction of getting everyone on the planet to know about my products and my company. And with that said, every decision at my company should be based on this one mission, which is to introduce the entire planet to the epiclife.co.uk. So whenever something or someone is calling for my attention, I will ask this. Will this help us accomplish the mission of getting the, of the epic life being everywhere? Okay. And if you adopt this mindset, it will guide your actions and decisions to make your brand, product or service omnipresent. You know, so is this kind of thinking too big? Well, for most people it is, but is it absolutely necessary? Well, not if you're willing to settle for average. But show me one great company that has not accomplished omnipresence. Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Google, Starbucks, Walt Disney, Apple, Visa, you know, these names are all everywhere. Each of these companies is in every city, some on every street corner. Some of these are, you know, Visa, that's probably in your wallet right now. And most are available around the world. You see their ads. You know what their logos look like. And sometimes you use their names synonymously with their service. Have you ever said you're going to Google something, meaning you're going to search online? You know, Google has become synonymous with the word online or the phrase online search. You know, isn't that incredible? I mean, what a feat to accomplish that. So, you know, you might even use or have found yourself using a company's name to actually describe a competitor's service. I mean, what an insult that is to the competition, but it's true. I mean, have you ever gone someplace and said you want to Xerox something, meaning, you know, you want to photocopy something, and they don't have a Xerox machine, and they have a Canon or something, but they know you want to photocopy something. That's what omnipresence does. You know, there are individuals who have accomplished omnipresence so well that the world immediately recognizes their names. People such as Oprah, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, George Bush, Barack Obama, Abraham Lincoln, Elvis, the Beatles, Walt Disney, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, you know, here's the biggest name, and he died over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ. And we're still talking about him, right? These are all people who have become world famous. Their names are pretty much ubiquitous. They're omnipresent. Everybody knows about these people. I don't think there's one person I named there who you don't know, right? And whether you like them or not, each of these people have created such a name for themselves. What most people know that, you know, most people know who they are, or at the very least recognize their name and align it with significance. And, you know, unless people know who you are, or at least your business, no one will pay attention to what you represent. You have to get people to know you, which means you have to get attention. And the more attention you get, the more places you will be, and the more people you are with, and the more you can be everywhere. And all of this will improve your chances of using your good name to do good work. And this is the kind of mindset necessary to dominate your sector. If you commit to making your brand omnipresent, okay? And if you commit to making your brand omnipresent, then I can assure you that you will be propelled into situations where you find yourself everywhere. And the first thing you have to do is get cured of ADD and let the world know what you can do for it. And then do it relentlessly. And if you want to help more people and improve conditions for all mankind, that would require you to be omnipresent everywhere all the time. You know, people of fame and influence achieve omnipresence because they're compelled to fulfill their purpose by writing books, doing interviews, blogging, writing articles, accepting speaking engagements, and saying yes constantly to getting attention for themselves and their companies and their projects. And these are basically all the results of thinking big. And you are capable of much more than you're doing right now. Once you match your mindset with the right purpose, you'll find your actions propelling your brand into more places than you ever thought possible. And you know, omnipresence, the goal of being everywhere all the time at the same time, is exactly the kind of massive thinking that is missing from most people's expectations of themselves. You know, you have to first make a vow to have your brand, your idea, your concept, your company, your product or service, and make a footprint on this planet, okay? And to do so, you have to get involved with your community, your school system, your neighborhood, and local politics. You know, you have to attend and be seen at events, write in the local paper, and get connected to the players in your community. And once you're involved, you need to do everything possible to stay active, have people see you, read you, hear you, think about you, and say yes to every opportunity to get your word out, write about it, talk about it, give lectures on what you do, you know, even send up smoke signals if you need to, okay, and commit to omnipresence. Don't bother wasting your energy with those who don't want to see you doing well. Spend your energy, your resources, and your creativity on becoming omnipresent and expanding your footprint. It's a much better investment of energy than just chasing someone else down. You know, all powerful companies, ideas, products, and people that are omnipresent can be found everywhere. Okay, they dominate their sector, they become synonymous with that which they represent, and you know, their real success really is measured by their longevity. I mean, imagine people talking about you years after you're gone, or your company years after you're gone. So if you want to be excited and passionate for the long haul, then make your brand omnipresent. Make omnipresence your constant goal, right? Your name, your brand, and your reputation are your most valuable assets only if enough people know of them and use them. So get busy making sure that you are seen everywhere all the time. All right, so look what we've been doing thus far. We've come so far. We've been doing this 81 days now, and we're just going to continue doing what we started. I mean, as I said, we're not adding anything else at this point. So for the next 9 days, in actual fact, you're going to keep on going after the 9 days. I'm sure you are. We were just the whole aim of this was to actually build the habits that we wanted to build. And so you've actually been doing that now. So, I mean, all the things that you've been doing of, you know, programming yourself with the mind pattern of a doer and, you know, overriding fear and controlling your emotions, getting to get your mind to a place where you'll just focus on the ultimate destination and the immediate next step, focus on what the outcome is for the day, focused on making sure that the only information you're paying attention to is information which will affect the outcomes that you want to get in the next 24 hours, holding yourself accountable by making sure that what you're doing right now is going to make you money, making sure that what you're doing will have the biggest impact the fastest so that you know that you're working on the most valuable activity, and tracking your success to make sure that the results that you've been achieving are being documented in correlation to the fear that you've had for actually doing that thing, and that you get to this place where you actually really see that every time I take action, I either learn a great lesson or I actually have some result that I really enjoy that only came as a result of stepping out of my comfort zone and getting past that fear and having achievement be my friend. And so that is what we are going to continue to do. You also generated a second new cash generating habit. And so we're just going to continue doing that, continue doing what you've done. And so, you know, I just want to say congratulations to you for sticking at it this long. I mean, most people just don't do this. They drop off and they're gone. So I want to say, you know, well done. You know, that, my friend, is how you create two new habits and a new comfort zone, which generates cash in 90 days. And you have created two cash generating habits that stick. You've created a habit of overriding fear. Isn't that awesome? Now for the rest of your life, you are going to be able to face anything. Any new product that you get involved with, you're going to know how to just build that habit and just have at it and keep doing it. And you're just going to do a phenomenal job. You're going to be very, very successful. And so, you know, you've created four cash generating habits that stick. Isn't that awesome? Right? You've created two habits. So that stick. And so now I have four announcements to make. Okay. So if you haven't already, and you want to take things to the next level, you need to double your productivity, okay? So that all of the stuff that you're working on, you need to be able to make sure that it's fast. Now, some of the things you've already learned are ways of making things more efficient. So you may have noticed you've become more efficient of recent. Have you noticed that? So that's pretty cool. But I'm actually going to show you how to really fine tune it and literally double the amount of things, not necessarily things that you get done, but the results that you're getting and your act in terms of your actual productivity. So you want to keep an eye out on your email, and I will show you how to do that. Okay. The second announcement is I have got some killer stuff in the pipeline for you that you are going to love. Love. Seriously. Because at theepiclife.co.uk, we are all about living an epic life, okay? It's not just a name for my business, okay? I want everybody to live their dreams. I want the dreams in your head to become your actual visible experience. You know, I want everybody to be rich. I want everyone to be healthy. I want everybody to be ridiculously happy. And so what I have in the works is a program which will get you there in 1 to 3 years, okay? The car you want, the house you want, the health and fitness level you want to experience, the fulfilling relationships that you dream of. I am crazy enough to believe that you can have it all. I don't know about you, but I want it all. I don't just want to settle for average. I want it all, and I really believe it's possible. And it doesn't have to take as long as you think. And it isn't even remotely close to being as expensive as you think to live an epic life. It's not as far away as you think. People want to live like the rich and famous, and you don't even have to be rich and famous to live the life that they enjoy. Seriously. Okay. So I want to give you the hacks to make it happen. It's a 2-year program called Epic Life Hacks, and it's priced so ridiculously low. I guarantee you're going to be on it. Okay. It's as simple as that. And you're going to want to get your friends on it too. So you can all live the epic life together. I mean, who wants to be the only one living an epic life while your friends live in mediocrity? What fun is that? It's all about having the friends and people around you who you love enjoying that life too. And so that's what it's about. So just give me 2 years and you'll need a telescope to look back at where you used to be. All right. More on that later, but just keep your eyes peeled for my emails. Just make sure you keep your eyes open. Okay. Now, the third announcement is, if you have an internet marketing business or a business that you want to begin marketing online, or you even maybe some offline businesses, I can help there too. If you have that kind of business, right, and you want some help, I am going to be making myself available in a workshop to help you create a tailor-made execution plan with you. And if you want, my wife will make sure you follow through on that execution plan. Okay. And number four, if you are in love with the idea of delegating as much as I am, and you want someone to call you boss for a change, okay, I will be making my skills available to you so you can delegate the building of an optimized sales funnel to me. Okay. So I get to call you boss. Okay. Now, I have been certified by Frank Kern and Ryan Dice at Digital Marketer as a funnel optimization specialist. Okay. So if you've been putting off building your online sales funnel, you don't have to be the one who does it, you know, or any of your marketing for that matter. You don't have to be the one who does it. The point is it needs to just get done. So if you're not going to be the one to do it, that's fine. As long as it gets done, find someone else to do it. And what I'm offering is I can do it for you. You know, you've been through my sales funnels, and the fact that you're here means that it obviously works. I know what I'm doing. And so if that's something you'd be interested in, I will be happy to speak with you about that. So again, keep an eye out for my emails and you will hear more about that. Or you could just write into my office and then you'll be able to, we can maybe arrange a time to speak together. But until then, you superstar you, congratulations on completing the procrastination annihilation blueprint and cash generating habits that stick. This is just the beginning, my friend. You have an absolutely epic life ahead of you if you stick together with me. So let's keep this momentum going. Let me know the success you've experienced using this. I'd love to hear from you. And let's keep this relationship going, okay? Let's not, this is not the end, guys, okay? This really is about you and I getting together and really striving for an epic life. So I'll be in touch about, you know, what we can do to continue growing together with the exciting projects that we can work on together in the future. Okay. So until next time, I wish you every success in the world and a truly epic life. So I will see you soon. I'll be in touch. This is Elliot Odell signing off. Bye bye for now.